Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are celebrating an anniversary. Historians love to do this. We like to celebrate birth dates, and we like to celebrate events that were crucial in the life of the church. And we just had the big 500th anniversary last year, but in 2018 and in 2019, we have the 400th anniversary of the Synod of Dort. Now, it gets 2 years because it was convened in 1618, so let's celebrate the convening of the Synod. And they finished up all their business and wrapped everything up in May of 1619. So 2019 is also the 400th anniversary. So we have the 400th anniversary in 2018 and the 400th anniversary in 2019. Now, what happened at Dort? Why is this a significant event in church history? Dort is short for the city in the Netherlands known as Dordrecht. It's a port city. And this synod of the Dutch church, but it also engaged a number of folks from Great Britain, and these were Puritans. Many of them had been ousted from their posts at Cambridge by Charles and by William Laud. So this was a bit of an international synod there at Dordrecht. It was called to deal with a problem that had bubbled up in the Dutch church. This started back with Jacobus Arminius. Jacobus Arminius was born in 1560, and he died in 1609. His followers pulled together his teachings and wrote up a document called the Remonstrance. Now, to remonstrate is sort of like to demonstrate, only a little bit stronger. And what were they remonstrating against? Well, they were remonstrating against what they took to be the teachings of John Calvin on the doctrines of grace. And they prepared 5 objections. And the first objection had to do with the doctrine of election. The second doctrine had to do with atonement. The third had to do with total depravity, or as R.C. would like to say, radical corruption. And the fourth had to do with irresistible grace. And the final head of doctrine had to do with perseverance of the saints. Now, we can put that into an acrostic using certain initials to capture those. And this is the Netherlands, so we have this wonderful Dutch flower, the tulip. So the T stands for total depravity. The U stands for unconditional election. The L stands for limited atonement. The I stands for irresistible grace. And the P stands for perseverance of the saints, or some like to say preservation of the saints. The Remonstrance was a writing up of how they disagreed with Calvin on those very crucial doctrines related to the doctrine of salvation. So this synod was convened to answer that. And the canons, that's one N, not two N's, the thing that goes boom, but church law, canon, one N, the canons of the Synod of Dort have 5 heads of doctrine answering each one of these points of the Remonstrance. Under each of these heads of doctrine, there are numerous articles explaining what they mean, relying heavily on Scripture. And also, there are a number of paragraphs entitled rejections. So they're not only saying what they affirm, but they're also saying what they reject. The other interesting thing you need to know is the order. It was not actually tulip. It was actually ooltip, which I don't think is a flower. I'm not sure what it even is. But it's important to see where the conversation started. The conversation started with the doctrine of election, with unconditional election. And in their mind, you needed to start there. You needed to start with God's sovereignty over his creation and over his creatures and the centrality and crucial nature of the decree of election. And then it unfolds from there. So that's a little bit about the Synod of Dort, held in 1618 to 1619. A little bit about the Canons of Dort, from which we get Tulip. And so happy 400th anniversary, Dort. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in Church History.
For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit 5minutesinchurchhistory.com.